Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us for his monthly visit, the Director of Business Services and Economic Development for Iosco County, Christopher Martin. Chris, how are you, my friend?
Doing well, Kevin. Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad to have you back on. We got lots of things to talk about, including, I think we've mentioned this in the past, but you want to go into a little more detail about those grant writing workshops you guys do.
Yes, we just finished up our fourth grant writing workshop that was scheduled into our rural readiness planning grant that we've applied for. And we've had a lot of successes. We had 10 individuals, 10 businesses. We had 42 nonprofits from 27 different organizations, 23 government representatives from 13 separate entities, totaling an 85 participants from the four workshops.
Nice. That's some nice participation.
Yeah, it was quite a bit. We've also been able to assist our members in applying for $5,476,000 in grant funding just in the first quarter of this year.
Man, that shows how valuable these workshops are.
Yes, it's done a lot. We're really, well, while not all these proposals will result in an award, it just helps build Iosco County's grant writing capacity and shows grant funders that Iosco County is full of potential and we're an outstanding investment and a key part of the future of the state of Michigan.
Indeed, and we want to talk about, you've got some of those grant writing workshops coming up.
Yeah, we have one more. We collected surveys from all of our four and everybody wanted more information. So what we've done is on May 4th, we're holding another grant writing workshop. It's an all-day event. We're going to be hosted at an Inhale at the Eagle Point Plaza. So this workshop will go from 9 to 4. The first session will be for successful municipal grant proposals, and we'll be diving into the recent successful grant that Asabo Township had for the Trailhead Market.
Wow.
And then we'll be, we were able to assist them in getting about $750,000 to develop the Trailhead Market. So that was a huge success for us and Asabo Township.
Okay.
So the second and third sessions will be straddling lunchtime. The first one will be funding for public safety projects specific to police. We'll let everybody have a lunch on their own if they decide to stay all day. Then the second one, after lunch, will be focused on fire department grants, and that will be led by Dr. Kress. Then our last and final one will be successful nonprofit grant proposals, and that'll finish up the day. And then again, Dr. Kress will be giving 30 years of experience of her nonprofit grant writing in that portion.
Man, a great program. Take advantage of it. Is it something they need to sign up for in advance, Chris?
Yes, please go to develop-iosco.org. You'll find it right on the homepage. It'll say where it's at. You don't have to go to all of it. You can select just one of the sessions and come for just one of those. If you'd like to stay all day, we'd love to have you.
Very good. All right. And before we let you go, you guys are doing some hiring. Is that right?
Yes, we are. We're actually looking to hire a summer intern in partnership with Michigan Works Northeast and the Northeast Michigan Council of Governments. So this intern, we're hoping to really elevate success stories here in Iosco County and Alcona County, just to why it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity. Same kind of thing. How do they contact you about applying for that position?
They can contact me directly at 989-423-6061. Or visit our website, and you can just go to the contact information and check out our initiatives or get right a hold of me through there.
Very good. He is the Director of Business Services and Economic Development for Iosco County, Christopher Martin. Chris, been a pleasure, my friend. We'll look forward to another visit next month with you, my friend.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thank you for having me.